You are listening to an extremely late special edition podcast for Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Iggy's fault.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody had a great, an amazing Christmas and a happy new year. The Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast is back, and we're back with a whole bunch of shit. We got a whole bunch of shit coming to you the first couple weeks of 2016. First and foremost, here we are talking today about the Jessica Jones special. But of course, before we get further in, as I stated, I am your host, the Marvelous Iggy, a.k.a. Ben. Joining me is my best friend, one of my best friends, Mr. Brian Powers. Brian, who is pretty happy that the New England Patriots are heading once again to the AFC Championship game. Powers, how do you feel?
Fifth year in a row. It's a phenomenal thing, but I am really kind of not sure about how we're going to do in Denver. We don't have a great record going to Denver, so it'll certainly be a hell of a game, but I'm honestly more interested to see how the NFC tournament
That one's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, my God, dude. Did you see the Green Bay game versus Arizona?
My heart was broken, motherfucker. My heart was broken.
Dude, OT, Larry Fitzgerald. Oh, my God.
They deserve that. I love what the Patriots. I would love nothing more than the Patriots to stick it to the NFL for the bullshit that they've been through. But if for whatever reason they lose this Sunday, I will be happy to have my pick right now is the Arizona Cardinals. Because they look too good. They look ridiculous. And of course, joining us is the person who doesn't care about football, Taser. Taser, welcome back.
What year is it again?
2006. Civil War is just about to come out.
Woohoo! Civil War! Wait a minute, the Grays versus the Blues?
No.
Oh.
They're fighting for your freedom, Taser.
Well, I'm sure better get back to my hunches. The massa'll get upset. God. I'll be right back.
You don't even live in the South. Well, there was also racism in the North, but at least you were free.
Ooh-wee!
Somebody
that was my Jonathan impression.
Somebody take Taser's avatar that he has on Facebook and put a Southern, rebel hat on it and just do it. Put a gun on the side like he's Yosemite
Sam. And give me a Confederate flag.
Yeah, just do that as a background.
Because, it's MLK Day, so yeah, give me a Confederate flag, too, just so I can be as non-PC as possible.
But we are not here to talk – well, actually, we're here to talk about a character who literally does not give a fuck about anything. We are here to talk about Marvel's latest Netflix series, which is Jessica Jones. After the success of Daredevil this past – what was it, April? Yeah, April, right?
Yep.
Took us a while. The only reason this didn't come out earlier is because, one, we were also watching it, and two, we went on winter break. But here we are talking about it now. So I'm going to say this right now, and you can skewer me or whatever, saying I'm just being contrary, but this is what I legitimately thought. Daredevil had enough nuance and interesting plot lines, plural, to get through it for me through season there. And of course, Charlie Cox is the lead, and the Bash Brother as Foggy. They're all great. It was a great show, well put together show. I can only handle so much on how evil the Purple Man is. I
I think evil's a strong word. Petty is maybe the more correct way to
He
describe.
Does extremely evil actions. He's also very petty and jealous. He's a psychopath, or a sociopath, I guess, would be the better term. But at the same time, the problem I have with this show is that in the two times that it, and I'm going to get off of negativity because I really don't have a lot of positive to say about this show. I do have some things positive to say. But in that, at least in the two times they could have expounded on something, one being fucking spoilers, again, whatever, yada, 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 the fucking nuke storyline, which they kind of just dropped in there, led to nothing. Unless they were banking on a season two, in which case that's dumb. Give me some resolution. There was no resolution to the fucking nuke storyline.
That's season two bait.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's dumb. To my honest shock, we're getting a season two of Jessica Jones. More on that later. But like the nuke storyline, and then the other storyline where basically she was hired by those rich people because they were trying to take her out because they know she's super powered. And that could have been interesting, but nothing happens. Instead, we get more fucking Carrie-Anne Moss, who I love. Trinity, you're awesome. You were sexy in those movies. Here, you're just a fucking horrendous and evil bitch. Just like...
Which is still more character than she got in any of the Matrix movies.
Probably, but at least she was at least she was hot there. Can have some eye candy to look at. But here she was just like, anytime she was on screen, I just kept thinking of, oh my god, please have Kilgrave fuck you up. And needless to say, thank you, the Kilgrave fucked her up. She was so evil.
Manipulative. She
was. To me, like, that's evil. Like, to me, when you're being manipulative to against a person you claim you loved, like, to me, anytime something bad would happen to her, I would go, you deserve that. You fucking...
Oh, I mean, to be fair, a lot of it she did.
No, yeah, but, exactly. No. No, it's not awarded, but it's just like, sometimes when shows do shows like that, nothing ever happens, there's no repercussions. So I was happy to see there were fucking repercussions for her. I enjoyed that. I did not enjoy that in a bad sense. But for the most part, it just felt... Like, not even the depression stuff, because, like, I didn't mind the story they were telling. Basically, it was a story of Jessica Jones of living through an assault, basically. The survivor's guilt. That's basically what it was. And I'm not against that. It was a fine story. When it's focused on Jessica and not necessarily on Kilgrave and her dealing with that, I found it interesting. Found it really fucking depressing, but depressing in the appropriate ways. And not depressing into, like, hitting over your head with it, although it reached that point that sometimes just because I just wanted to scream at Jessica. But that's how people are sometimes in real life, where, like, you can scream at them and they won't do it. But I could only handle so much Kilgrave. You know, like, there should have been more. And after by, like, episode 7, I was, and especially after when they went to the house, I think when they go to Kilgrave's, Jessica's old house, and they start to play house together, that's when the series kind of just fell apart for me. It just sort of was just like, what the fuck is going on anymore? What are we doing here? Why haven't you snapped his neck? What is taking so long? And I understand story-wise and, you know, all these other things, why she, it's just, from an entertainment standpoint, I got to force. If I wasn't doing this show, I would have stopped. I didn't want to continue. I just cannot stand the how they plotted it. And also, she's the only one of the defenders so far. I mean, Matt has superpowers, but in terms of having super abilities and being able to like jump really high or strength, they did a horrible job of hiding it. And what I mean by that is, like, the camera cutaways are bad, and just how they just didn't handle her powers all that well. And you would think, in the last fucking episode, hey, this is the last episode, she's gonna kill Kilgrave. Let's let her cut loose. Nope. Nothing. All this buildup, all this cutting away to, like, basically, as how I saw it, was, you know, less is more. You know, you don't want to show too much of the power on a or at least that's what they were going for. You can agree, disagree on whether that's a good thing or not, but that's what they were going for. And then you get to the final episode where you're thinking, okay, go kick some ass, similar to how Daredevil gets the costume and he goes kicks Kingpin's ass. It's like here, it's just like, what was the point? You might as well just took away the super ass because her having powers. Kind of, they added some nuance, but there wasn't enough nuance for her to justify, like, why does she have powers anyways? You know? Y'all fucker talk, because I got nothing. That's what a negative aspect I had to say about it. Just, I
Oh, poor Iggy.
Oh, gosh.
Dave, you can go first. Oh, you want to
look? You go ahead.
All right, yeah, sure. This series was really depressing. That is a given. That being said, the whole back and forth, it was a lot of... It was very... I'm trying to think of the right way to describe it, because if I describe it wrong, then it makes it sound bad, because the series is by no stretch of the imagination bad, certainly not in my opinion. It's very... sort of cyclical, I guess, because first there's run away from Kilgrave, then there's track down Kilgrave, and then there's confront Kilgrave, and then there's run away from Kilgrave again, and then there's track down Kilgrave again, and then there's confront Kilgrave. So it's sort of like the same beats replaying throughout the series. I thought the characterization of Jessica Jones by Kristen Ritter was fantastic. I thought that was pretty solid. But this, as a series itself, it certainly was darker than Daredevil. I mean, dealing with things like, you know, consent and alcoholism and just sort of things you could spin.
Child manipulation? Child experimentation?
There's some current event tapping there, but it's done so in a way that makes it superheroes who are, you know, sort of the crux of that matter. So in that sense, it was interesting, I thought. Like I said, the tone was dark, but yeah, I definitely thought that the show suffered from a sort of, I guess what you would say, lack of diversity, not in the sense of casting, but in the sense of, as Ben pointed out, storytelling, because what you had in Daredevil was not only multiple different storylines, but, ones that were consistently evolving to sort of merge into one bigger storyline, in particular the whole thing with the slumlords who were driving the people from their apartments, and then there's also the Union Allied stuff. So all of this stuff sort of snowballed into one cohesive climax, and that was cool. But from the jump on this one, it's immediately Kilgrave, 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 Kilgrave.
And not even the fucking Alias comic book. The last arc is about Kilgrave. The whole fucking other arc is filled with other interesting shit.
The only tangential storyline is the Hope Chapman thing, and that just bleeds directly back into the whole Kilgrave storyline. Doesn't even give time to sort of, you know, exploit that, I suppose. And it's really kind of sad, because the whole premise is that she runs a private investigation agency that does presumably more than just deal with this one dude, who she's not even getting paid to track down. This is all her own personal quest. So it actually goes against the idea of actually being a private detective agency. I mean, Matt and Foggy took other clients than the Union Ally people. They did. And Jessica Jones is seen taking one client in the beginning, and they're both dead by the end of the pilot. Spoilers. So it was really kind of an odd thing to witness, because this was a much more focused, a much more personal story. So it was interesting. But in terms of comparing it to Daredevil, I would definitely give Daredevil the edge, if only because for reasons sort of like what Iggy said and sort of not like what Iggy said, I wouldn't want to go back and watch the series over again. I'm more than content to watch it once, just kind of set it aside, whereas I can go back and watch any episode of Daredevil again immediately and not...
When did I say I would want to rewatch this garbage?
Well, for you called it this garbage, so...
Oh, okay.
Gotcha there.
No, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't want to rewatch Jessica Jones. I would rather...
Yeah, I know, that's what I said.
I thought you were saying that I would. I'm like,
I said you would want to rewatch Daredevil, presumably?
If I have time, sure. Maybe. I don't really want to watch a lot of things. Continue on, fucker.
Right. So I guess just to sort of summarize my general, because are we doing like good and bad breakups?
Just do bad, because Jessica Jones is a depressing bitch.
Okay, so bad. Bad. What did I not like about this series?
Took too long.
Well, the Kilgrave thing. Hang on.
I'll agree with that. The pacing is shit.
Obviously, Kilgrave, and also. The only thing that really kept me going through the first few episodes was the mystique of Kilgrave, was that sort of he really wasn't there. Because for the first couple episodes, they play it kind of like the Kingpin, where it's like he's there, he's a force, but you don't really see him. He's just that guy who's ruining lives. And it's only for like the first episode and a half or something like that. And then you finally see him, and of course he's played wonderfully by David Tennant, but you get the idea in your head that the only thing that keeps this guy from, you know, doing this shit is the fact that Jessica Jones can't find him. And she finds him more than once in this entire series. And so you would think that as soon as she finds him, she would do something, like maybe beat him to a bloody pulp or whatever. But she keeps getting stopped. And then at the very end, you see how, spoilers, she kills Kilgrave. What was more? Corpse already taken.
I didn't finish it.
I actually had it ruined for me by the four member who should not be named.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, really? Was that really going to be a? That's not really a spoiler. You knew he was going to die.
Not really.
You
could say Kingpin was going to die.
Kingpin, no. Kilgrave, yes, because of scale. Kilgrave was already dead by the time we get Jessica Jones in the comics anyway, okay? Kilgrave here, he's still alive. They're not going to put a guy like him in prison because what do you do with somebody who just has to talk to you?
Give him, I don't know.
Exactly.
Tape his fucking mouth shut.
Nah, they're not going to put that much thought into it. So the easiest thing to do is kill. No. And you know, that's what they did. I'm sorry,
Irregardless? Yeah.
Okay.
So, where was I? Kilgrave, like I said, the only thing that kept him sort of mysterious and all-powerful was the fact that you couldn't find him, and then if you did find him, you would know Jessica Jones would probably just rip his head off. But that didn't happen. Certainly not the first time, not the second time, not the third time. Well, actually, one, two, three, I don't know. Point is, Kilgrave, while cool and an interesting concept, when you take him and you change the character, they made him less competent. Because in this series, he's played as sort of a, like, look, where we're doing current events. So he's played as, like, a Meninist-type guy who just has no concept of anything, really. He's a sociopath. But, yeah, he's not what he should be in terms of supervillain. So there's that. And to Taser's point, the pacing, but I'll let him explore that a little bit. What else didn't I like? The pacing, Kilgrave wasn't that great. Yeah, I think I'll just pass the baton here, because if I think of anything else, I'll say it later, but I can't think of anything explicitly terrible right off the top of my head right now. So.
All right, T-Man.
All right. Basically, this show can be subtitled as Adventures of a Emotionally Damaged Chick with Super Abilities that doesn't use them too often. Right off the bat, I'm already like, you know, because I didn't read Alias. You know, I still haven't read it because, honestly, I don't care to. You know, that's not a story that I find interesting. It's not something I want to waste my time on. Not to say that it's bad or anything. It's just not my cup of tea. Only thing that I found interesting about it is the thing that I've referred to every now and again. You know, butt sex! We kind of got a little hint of something like that here. I'm like,
he turned her over.
Yeah, he got her on. They didn't do anything that was overt. Which, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, he was, you know, right up in it like Bruce Jenner. But really, the story's about this woman who suffers deep emotional scars because she's been held captive by this. She was held captive by this guy for, I forgot how long, if they, you know, changed it from the book or whatever the fuck. And I think she kind of states outright that he, you know, had sex with her while she was in his thrall. Whereas in the comic, she says that he doesn't, but it was kind of just as bad. And you know, Kilgrave is obsessed with her, you know, for whatever the fuck reason. And I think part of it was because she had abilities, but I wasn't really able to pick up on any other reason why he would be so, which kind of makes it, like, lame. You know, the only reason he wants her is because she managed to get away and she had abilities. You know? And it took him a year of stalking. He could have just walked up to her and taken it. No, he played a game with her, which, you know, okay, that's scary for women. You know, this was a woman show, and, you know, I don't have a vagina or boobs, so to me...
Yeah, and I noticed that, too, is, like, all the men are either useless or evil.
Like every... Hey, hold on. Luke Cage was not useless.
I want those abs.
Exactly.
I want those abs.
I will say, while he did say Sweet Christmas, and I liked him as new school Luke Cage. I didn't have a problem with that. I mean, kudos for them getting a black man, not some light skinned brother who
not Isaiah Mustafa.
They got deep dark, you know, fucking Brooklynite. Like, holy shit, this dude is black. Kudos, but it's very feminine in how it goes about showing the problems that this woman has living her life day to day, and even in regards to how she solves, well, I don't want to say solve, how she goes about trying to fix some of the stuff that went on in the incident in the past, in which case, you know, she ends up, spoilers, killing his, what was it, girlfriend, fiance, wife, I forgot which, the woman that got hit with, that she punched and killed?
His wife.
Okay, wife. I didn't really understand exactly what that was until like a few episodes later. It needed to be spelled out to me, because after she bangs him, she goes into the bathroom and she opens up the medicine cabinet, and then there's this picture, and she looks at the picture, and then she just flips out, and I'm, wait a minute, are they in her apartment or his? Because then she's like, I gotta go, this, that, and I don't know if, like... You know, I couldn't really pick up on what that was, but come to find out, she was guilty because she had killed this woman. It was his wife. But for whatever reason, she started up a relationship with him. You know, and I don't really understand the mental mechanics behind why that actually happened. You know what I'm saying? That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Same thing with Kilgrave. Kilgrave was obsessed, and you know, yeah, he was mental, okay, so I guess that's, you know, kind of all you really need to say on that matter, but, you know, he was obsessed beyond obsessed with getting her back, and the game that he played took way too long, and I understand that this was done for a TV show, and they wanted to drag it out, because, you know, when you drag something out, you can, you know, stretch the drama, and the melodrama is what brings, I'm going to say, you know, what brings women and men with no penises, you know, to be fans of stuff. But for me, you can make fun of this, good, but I'm going to say it. I'm a simple guy. You know, I like fist-to-face stuff. I'm like, hey, look, guy that needs his ass kicked. There it is. And in this storyline, you had 2 points, at least 2 points, when he was right there. And she could have ended the shit, you know? And she lets him get away. I'm just, are you kidding me? No! You know, I almost stopped watching after the second one. I was like, no, fuck you. This should not be happening. And Patsy Walker's character was actually a pleasant addition, because she was mostly normal female, you know, something to play her off against. You know, she was her good friend that was, you know, kept trying to, you know, bring her back to center, because, you know, Jessica would go off on, you know, and then just go off and whatever. But she was trying to, you know, keep her steady, and, you know, I like that. You know, all people should have that one friend who would do that for you. she gets involved with the guy. I didn't even recognize Nuke, you know, because that's
I didn't recognize Nuke until he said, "Give me the blue pill." I went, "Wait a minute."
Yeah, that didn't mean anything to me either. You know, as a matter of fact, I forgot. Yeah. I think I saw that somewhere. I went. Nuke?
Yeah, I mean, Nuke is such is such an obscure character. Like, he's really obscure. He hasn't appeared in a lot of stuff. The biggest thing being Frank Miller's Daredevil, and then that's about it. That's his claim to fame. In the most recent arc of Captain America, he was in there. But, I mean, like, I was kind of that kind of surprised me, and then they disappointed me. But yeah, that like when as soon as he again no indication that he was Nuke. Apparently, the first indication is when he flips the lighter, and on the lighter it's the American flag, which is what Nuke has on his face, which is how you know it's Nuke. But again, I was like, well, it's a fucking lighter with a flag on it. Big deal. It's when he asked, give me the blue one, give me the red one. You know, that's when I knew it was Nuke.
Well, I was actually starting to like the character because he was a cop who had been taken advantage of and was being made to do something that he personally abhorred, and he wanted to help make things right, and I got that. But then, you know, he just jumped way down the rabbit hole. It was like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to show up, and we're going to do this, and hey, you shouldn't do this. Let me handle this, and I'm going to start doing this. I signed up with some people that I worked with before, and I'm going to handle this. Let me handle this. It's my job. Shut the fuck up. I'm a guy. You're a woman. And, you know, I mean, he just – they made him go overboard, I think. They made him go overboard because, you know, that's what they wanted to do with him, but – the way his character just tanked like that was kind of a disappointment because I was starting to like him, you know? But I, like I said, I didn't know who the fuck Nuke was or anything else like that. I don't know. The way I could feel for Jessica in the shit that was going, in the shit that had happened to her and, you know, all of the past stuff, you know, they don't mention Parker at all. You know, they don't mention that, but they mentioned she had gone to school and lost the family, but they don't mention any of that other back stuff. You see the costume once, but I don't think they mentioned Avengers. They just mentioned that she had tried to be a superhero and it didn't work.
Yeah, she was mainly like a vigilante running around New York, but there's obviously no connection, like, And there wouldn't be like it would
exactly
like,
it wouldn't make sense and I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
you know,
I would call it bullshit if they tried to force something, honestly.
And I would agree with you, but my thing is this: if she ran around with that costume, you mean to tell me nobody remembered? I mean, come on.
Well, nobody. I'll say that, and I it's bullshit, but I'll say this: like nobody remembered Captain America, and up until he started running around again in Avengers.
No, not true. He had a museum.
True, but we didn't know that we didn't know that museum existed until after the second movie started. So it's like
they did that in the first one.
They did not. There was not a museum in the first one.
Conversation for another time. Anyway,
she was unforgettable. Forget a superhero. There you go. Superhero of the week. That's how you forget.
Yeah, but considering, well, my thing is considering the world in which we're working with, that's something that would still stand out. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was like for 2 weeks, you know, a woman who could jump and was strong, you know, and I don't think she really did anything else. You know, she wasn't stupid. You know, she had some detective skills. She was, you know, a fairly intelligent person. She knew how to social network and she knew how to social engineer. I like that. But you kind of need those skills to be a detective anyway. I don't know. I guess the show that we got from the story that we that was, it makes sense. But for me, it's not the type of show that I would regularly watch because the main focus on this is kind of like The Walking Dead. It's to really pull on the heartstrings and show you, you know, how bad this woman's life is. You know, sometimes it's the decisions she makes and sometimes it's the situations that she's forced in. And, you know, sometimes she can't make the right move because, you know, And yeah, I get that, but that's not a show that I really, that's not where I gravitate towards. My thing is, oh, look, hey, it's that guy and he did the thing, yeah, kick his ass, you know. And you know, I will say this, I kind of got a little private, I don't want to say thrill, but it was kind of a private joke where, oh, look, her next door neighbor is, RPM Red from Power Rangers. No. And he's a druggie.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah, he was the Red Ranger from RPM, Power Rangers RPM. And then finding out that he was somebody that fucking killed. I mean, Kilgrave was just all over the place in this fucking thing, you know, which added to the creepiness, but also added to the really, did this really just need to be that drawn out, you know? I don't know. I can't say it wasn't a bad show. It was entertaining, you know, but it's not a show that, it's not my kind of show, mm-hmm. you know? Well, yeah, I don't mind seeing some, you know, booty shaking under the covers and stuff like that. Having freaking Hellcat and Nuke and fucking Jessica Jones herself, characters who represent something in other media, be so watered down here, you know? That was really a big disappointment to me. Not that I was expecting costumes, but I wanted something more than what they did, and that's part and parcel with, you know, the whole. With the current mode of thinking in regards to superpowered beings on TV, like take a look at Heroes. You know, no costumes, and it's really more about the people. You know, it's more personal.
At least that isn't based on any property, though, so it can do whatever.
But
the
even
fuck it
still,
wants.
No, that's fine. But you know, well, hell, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., no costumes. You know, even for the people that have powers. You know, aside from what freaking Quake, and she's just wearing a modified S.H.I.E.L.D. outfit. The only one that you could actually say does have
that,
something.
That, to be fair, that is her costume. So.
In the
comics, yeah. That pretty much is her costume.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to say Deathlok.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even that was just whatever. But either way, that's more what I want, and I wasn't going to get that here. So I can say that it was an okay show. It wasn't horrible, but it's not my general cup of tea. If I watch season 2... I'm going to have to see something maybe more upbeat, you know? Not, I mean, her.
Have Jessica Jones play Uptown Girl?
No, God, no, 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 because I wouldn't want that. But I don't want everything to be like, I got to wake up with the bottle and, you know. I mean,
she needs to talk to Tony Stark about her drinking problem.
You know, and that's something that's not even a big problem, because she's not somebody that had to drink. She just wanted to. She didn't have to. She's not an alcoholic, you know? I just need it to not be as, you know?
All right.
I will say this, though. Trinity's character, I'm sorry, that woman was, I loved her.
Of
Holy
course,
shit, that,
course,
that one was manipulative
course
as
would
fuck.
Love her.
I fucking loved her. And, okay, yeah, she, you know, she's cheating on her wife, and, you know, the wife seemed like a decent human being. That's really what I think pulls out the evil, because her wife wasn't a bad person, but then you see what happens to the wife, and then you see how affected, yet not affected she is by it, because the other one, the one that, the secretary or whatever the fuck, you know, Kilgrave has her, you know, slash her the fuck up, but then you could see her like, well, okay, you got caught for it, and that's the truth. So you're over there. Okay, I just have to make sure that my shit is correct, and then maybe I'll try to help you. That woman was cold. I fucking loved it. Absolutely fucking loved it. Oh, yeah, and pour a cup out for the girl from the beginning, you know, who Kilgrave kidnapped and then got knocked up, and she sat in jail for, like, whatever the fuck, and then ended up killing herself just so she wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, that was, you know, a nice big dump on Jessica Jones's spirit, which was funny. I laughed at that one. Honestly, that shit was just funny. I didn't feel anything at all with her. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
All right, so let's move on to what we liked real quick, and I will say that I liked Luke Cage. I'm interested. I mean, him alone actually made me interested because Luke Cage was the one I'm like, do I want to watch a show about Luke Cage? And after watching him a little bit, I like Michael Coulter as Luke Cage, so I look forward to seeing his series. As much as I got on the pacing Jessica Jones, the in terms of the first half, I enjoyed both Kristen Ritter's and David Tennant's roles as Jessica Jones and Killgrave.
I'll co-sign that.
You know,
I agree with
that. She had a very, she wasn't like in like the depressing kind of thing. She was pretty much like, fuck you, I don't, she reminded a lot of me of Sarah Pizzini a little bit. A little bit more hardcore.
Really?
A little bit more hardcore, but in terms of, I don't give a fuck who's in my way, I'm getting what I need to get done. But obviously a lot more, again, more stern and more bitchy. Other than that, I thought the Hellcat was interesting. I liked her, plus she was gorgeous. So she was fun. For what it was, especially when she took the MGH or the IGH or whatever it was, the inhuman growth hormone. that's probably what it is. That's probably what it fucking is, because they can't use they can't use mutant growth hormone. So that's pretty much where it stops. Of what I enjoyed of it.
Wait a minute. What about the brother sister?
That was just weird. Like I kept finding. Oh, and I like the storyline of the addict. Like how he starts off as a mess, and you see him sort of recover. He was the only optimistic part of the damn show. As he became clean.
Okay.
As he became clean. So like at the first, I'm like, okay, dude, you're fucking annoying. Get the fuck out of my house, you know, or whatever. But once he reveals that he was working, Killgrave was using him, and he basically tried to make his life better, I liked him a lot better. The incest brother-sister shit, that was like, why is this here? What is the... like, other than to just say, New York is weird, you see? I don't know. Like, I just didn't find a point other than... like, because she didn't serve purpose of the story. Her brother didn't, other than to, like, teach a couple of sit down on your lap children kind of moments. They just felt unnecessary. You know? Just too damn weird. And that woman who she was the delivery woman, I was like, she should have slapped the shit out of her for like berating her like that. I don't know. Fuck that. You wanna come after her like that? I don't know, but that's pretty much where I stopped. Like, what I liked is those storylines. And I hope, Malcolm? I hope he comes back. Because he's
Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm, the character, I think that's his name in the show. It's been so long since he's just like a jumped.
It's Malcolm, that's his name.
Okay. White people like me because...
Hey, wait, which one was Malcolm?
The black guy, the one who was recovering.
Oh, the Red Ranger, sorry. I literally forgot his name.
Of course you did.
I literally forgot his name, sorry about that.
That's fine. So yeah, that's pretty much where my thought. Like he was literally the bright part of the show. So yeah.
The darkie was the bright spot.
Yeah. Yeah, who would have thought it, right? You know, and again, the first half of the show is not bad. If they would have just condensed it a little bit more or made the other plot lines mean something, I probably would have liked Jessica Jones a lot more. I didn't mind it overall. Overall, I think Jessica Jones is weaker than Daredevil. There's some bright spots, but fuck, I don't want to ever hear Killgrave or Purple or anything. I just don't. Although, I will say this, I did enjoy the gore as much as I think it made me throw up at points. Maybe
what? Once. You mean like the old lady?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I will say about Killgrave in that while they didn't really show off Jessica's power, they fucking showed how terrifying a man, if a person like Kilgrave has existed. Not because of what he can do, but because of how fucking casually he does it. Go, like, he'll just say, go walk off the ledge, or go walk forever. And then, like, I think there was one example being that they were talking to this guy who's at a club, and he says, go stand at the pole forever. Don't move until I come back. And the next shot, like, and he's just, he's still there. And it's like, holy, like, it really put into perspective how terrifying Kilgrave is in terms of a power set and what he could do if his plan was able to work. It was just all kinds of fucked up. If there's something I can call this show, it's fucked up. Brian, what were the final thoughts, and what did you like in final thoughts on Jessica Jones?
Derp.
Taser, final thoughts and
Huh? What?
No, you huh? you Ooh, missed your what? Turn. Taser, final thoughts and
Wait, final thoughts? I didn't even get to say the good stuff.
I know, I was trying to include that, but you were like talking to the lady.
He was looking at nudipics. Okay. Nudipics.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm sorry. Breath. Okay. Can I say my part on the good things?
Say your part and then final thoughts on Jessica Jones.
Fine. Luke Cage was awesome. I'm looking forward to his series just based on Mike Holder's performance. I really am. Malcolm was good. Let's see. I did enjoy Simpson to a point. He was interesting, the way he clashed with Jessica. I mean, when he started to go off the rails a little bit, that's when he started to like lose interest. It's like, oh, okay, he's just going to be crazy now for the rest of the time. Okay, fine. Patsy, I really liked. She was actually my favorite character, I think, on the show more than anything else. Her arc from, you know, just Jessica's spurned foster sister to confidant to she didn't want to be helpless around Kilgrave, so she made a plan to, like, you know, protect herself, and then she realizes how jack shit poor a time she really did. And, you know, her growth from there, I'm really interested to see if she comes back in any capacity as Hellcat in season 2. I would really love to see that. But, yeah, she was awesome. As I said, Krista Renner was great as Jessica Jones. I thought she did a spot-on job. Yeah, that's about it.
Taser, final thought? Good,
The good stuff.
Good stuff and final thoughts.
I like the gore. I liked the gore. I liked the evil, the really evil stuff that they had Kilgrave do, like the old lady with the bomb and, you know, having his father or foster father or doctor father, whatever the fuck you want to call him, cut himself until he bled out. No, didn't he have him cut off his hand, some shit like that? Either way, having him bleed out, just all the really nasty stuff that they had Kilgrave do, I smiled, you know? Like when he went and he took over that apartment with the two gay guys, and, you know, wasn't concerned with them at all, but just knew that he had to get them out of the way. So he just says blah and blah, and, you know, like, oh, they're not coming back again, you know? Did the same thing with that family with the kid. And I was like, children should be seen and not heard, go in the closet and stay there. Same thing with the guy outside that he tells him to go stand by the light pole and don't move until he tells him to. I loved shit like that. Like I said, I liked Mike Coulter as New School Luke Cage. He managed to get out a couple of sweet Christmases, okay. Fuck all of you, I still want the dude with the red shirt and the metal bandana, the metal brace on his head, then the afro, fuck it. I'm saying it. I wanted that. I still want it, you know? And the freaking, the metal chain belt buckle, you know, I'd rather belt. I want that, because that's Luke Cage, damn it. But if we're going with as normal as possible characters, Mike Coulter does a really good job. So, hats off to him. What's your name, Australian chick, as Patsy Walker? I liked her. I thought she did a fine job, although knowing her character, I doubt we get to see her go as far as we know that she goes. We might maybe kind of toss up, see something Hellcat-ish, but I sincerely doubt we ever see her get involved with the Damien son of Satan. I really doubt that, you know, which that would be interesting, but I doubt we see it. What's the name? Carrion Moss as lawyer chick. I liked her, you know, like I said, I liked the character. I thought Carrion Moss played it off really well. New York was New York. That city could have been any place, honestly. It didn't even need to be New York, and it, you know, it doesn't really freaking matter. Aside from how they handled the story, that's really my biggest problems with it. In terms of production, and sets and locations and everything else like that, I was good, you know? If I had to review it, I guess I'd probably give it a 3.75 Warriors out of 5. So, yeah, if they do, you said they'd do a season 2. Cool. I don't know that I'll watch it, but, you know, thumbs up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's going to do it for our special edition on Jessica Jones. Let us know what you it's depressing. I mean, not much more to say about this.
It was female friendly. It had melodrama.
Was it female friendly? Because, you know, for the heroines of the series, the females got shit on a lot in this one.
Because they were the heroes. Heroes get shit on. You know, the thing is, they handled it without a man to save them. You know, that shows true strength, quote unquote. But they did hit the, at the end of the day, at the last episode, it was them two, you know. So I really don't have a problem with that. You know, let a hero be a hero. Let, you know, and if it's a female hero, let her be the hero. Let her solve the shit without having to have backup. That's always been my thing. That's one of the problems I have with the TV shows, because, like, you have the hero, and then you have all of the Scooby gang. You know, I fucking hate that dynamic. Here, you had Jessica Jones, and yeah, she's, you know, fucking Power Man, and, you know, she's friends with Hellcat, but, you know, when it really came down to it, you know, she was the one that took care of business. So I'll thumb that up, you know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and we will see you all Look also for this week for a regular special episode of the Mighty Warriors Team Marvel podcast. The Star Wars episode is coming, as well as some stupid Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk. Until then, I'm the Marvelous Iggy.